What's up, y'all? Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV. Coming to you live on Memorex. Undisclosed location, default route. I know I'm probably beating a dead horse, or however they say it, about mentioning this again, but I am locked into my routine. I have obviously created a bubble or a situation that where I exist pretty much unintruded, almost a 100% of the time. Did I do that right? Oh, I ran across the street. I got caught. I almost got ran over. That was my fault that time. Anyway, I've created a situation or a bubble in which I live my life unimpeded, unintruded, close to 95, 96% of the time. From the moment I get up, from the time I get off work, and then especially I was thinking the time I get off work, that's my time. So I really have created a situation that where everything is regimented, routine, and there's not a lot of fat in there. Well, actually, there's a lot of fat because I allow myself a lot of time to do the things I need to do. But that time also cannot be impeded upon, if you ask me. And out here at the undisclosed location may be the ultimate intrusion, impeding situation. This may be the ultimate one. It's my elderly mother, ailing, you could probably even say, who needs physical attention and caregiving, of which I've spoke before about how I feel about me being naturally inclined to provide that to someone else, which I am very probably not, to her just being bored down there. I mean, she's down there, you know, not too much going on, you know, so any kind of distraction, I'm almost, you know, I get it when she's trying to, you know, interact or anything. You know, you're just sitting there, you got time to think. Any little thing can become monumental if you ain't got nothing else to, you know, get distracted by it. So I definitely feel for her. There's no doubt about that. I'm not saying I don't feel for her. But, and in saying that, I also feel for myself. I know, that's your mother. She gave you everything. She did everything for you. You owe her. You know damn well you love the person who you are now. You think it's nothing greater than being Jeffrey. And that person laying in that bed is probably mostly responsible for me becoming who I am, what I am, why I am, and how much I love who I am. But still, like I said, I was not raised to be that compassionate caregiver. It's just not in my bones. It's just not in my bones at all. I'm like, I'll pay any amount of money. I'll do anything not to have to do this. That's where I'm at. It's not like I don't care. It's not like I may or may not have the compassion. I just may physically be unable to perform certain tasks in which I may be incapable of performing certain tasks which lie outside the scope of Jeffrey. And to be fair, or to make an observation which may or may not be true, I don't ask anyone to do that for me. Very minimally. I don't ask or expect anyone to do anything for me. Therefore, It's hard for me. But then again, you said this is the person who did the most for you in your life. Give you everything. Still tough. I don't care what you say. I'm there. I'm here. You know, I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to get better. I'm definitely going to get better. When you get that, yeah, man, at 7 o'clock in the morning, waking you up, I am not used to that at all. I am very, very, very not used to that at all. Now, when I go back home and I spend 2 weeks with granddaughter, the terrorists, you can kind of gauge, and I have a lot more control over that situation. But I'm still begotten to other people in another person's house. And I understand that, and we find a nice balance. This situation here, where I don't say I can't refuse, but there's a different impetus, or I'm not sure what to call it when it's your mother in this situation. It's a little different. The responsiveness that I may or may not should have is different in her case. The immediacy of it, there's definitely a complexity to it. But you gotta do it. You know? Well, you ain't gotta do nothing. You know, that's my saying. Right there. You ain't got to do nothing. But probably to maintain a level of sanity or balance with yourself. Why that close? Didn't I used to walk up here and that Pep Boy had a line in it? Now it's closed. Didn't I walk up here a couple times and see that Pep Boy's? Oh, it's not closed. Then I walk up here a couple times and see it with a line. I was saying, wow, it's people making a line to get in Pep Boy. Now it looks like it's closed. Watch out, y'all. Just look at the Kmart across the street. Remember the Kmart? Want to see it? Here's the Kmart. Should take some pictures in high resolution. So, that's the onus of today's talk. Me being more flexible, I guess. And I put that on myself to be more flexible, more open. Sometimes it takes to be reminded just how good my life may or may not be. And that's subjective. That's purely subjective. When I say how good it may or may not be, really means how well set up I have it. Is Nick's closed too? Oh yeah, I was gonna say, Nick's Burgers better not be closed. Ain't no lines at all these places. Usually it's lines. Am I early? What's today? McDonald's, you know, I see a car or two a drive-thru. Usually the line be like long. So, I'm reminded. And then I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, after being here less than 12 hours maybe, a little over 12 hours, when do I get to go back home? I haven't seen my mother in about 5 weeks. You know, I felt that I need to see her. I did feel, I wouldn't say bad, but I did feel responsible maybe about not seeing her for such a long time. Because I was in Ohio for 3 weeks. And I came back here, and I think I hung out here for 2.5 weeks. You know, so I've got some, you know, I had in these last week, this last, week and a half, 2 weeks since I got back, have been glorious. Simply glorious. It's been glorious. I'm trying to see if I can. Yeah, that's just the light. I think no matter what I do, that's gonna look like that. This time I've had here by myself, I mean, I'm working, of course, and, you know, going in the office and doing this and doing that and stuff. But for the most part, been in my bubble, had my routine down, unobstructed, unencumbered, no intrusions into the daily. Wake up, make my bed, pee, weigh myself, get dressed, make a walk, take that walk. I like this, I don't know, nostalgia maybe? I need to take a good, big picture. I need to stop and take a big picture. High resolution of that, just to make sure I have a copy of it. I know I got a copy of it somewhere, but I stopped the other time. Not sure what camera or phone I was using. I'll get a camera picture I got, but I don't trust people. People be looking. Looking in, they doing they stuff. I keep my eyes on. So, I guess it's gonna make me appreciate my time, and I'm trying my damnedest not to start fantasizing about Tuesday when I get to go home. Literally, fantasizing about Tuesday when I get to go home. I need to be here in the moment for my mother, and I will. I'll settle into it. You know, and this little talk I'm having is part of the process. I'll settle into it. Because I came in fact, even when I get here, I got a routine. Pull in, throw my clothes in the washer dryer, throw my clothes in the washer, while they in the washer, go in the house. Put my stuff away, set my computer up for work, make sure my desk is set up, et cetera, et cetera. I just got a routine. I got a procedure and a routine for just about everything. And even that, when I get here to her house, there's a sense that I don't want that interrupted. I want to get everything done so I can stop. And then when I stop, that's Jeffrey time. So there's really, I mean, I really, yeah, I don't want to say do I really don't allow much room, which may be beneficial. Where it could benefit me if I did, leave myself open for other opportunities, other ideas. Because I'm locked in. I'm pretty much locked in. Where I put my shoes on, where I wear my socks. Now, of course, there's some variance and there's some adjustments. But that alarm goes off at a certain time. I got my weigh in and this and that. It's just regimented, and I love it. Mr. Scale told me 203.8 this morning, I think it was, which ain't too horrible, I guess, for Thursday. It could be better, but there's usually a time where my weight will stay at a certain level, like it'll stay at this 203.8 for like a couple weeks. Maybe like 2 weeks, 10 days or so. You know, I mean, not like stay, it'll go up and down, but it'll, you know, every Friday, like two Fridays in a row, I'll come in at 203.8 and not drop down. And then like the next week, boom, it may drop 3 pounds. So I'm used to it stabilizing for whatever reason. And all of a sudden one day, maybe a bowel movement or just metabolism kicks or whatever, it's like, boom, going to drop like 3 pounds doing the same stuff I had been doing. So, you know, what can you say? What can you say? Life is good. I mean, let's just face it, life is good. And work, dealing with some stuff at work. Applied for another position within the firm. Kind of half-assed reply because it's my first one, so I just wanted to get something in there. So now I'm gonna work on my resume for the next time. Now that I got time to get my resume up to speed, it's about time I modernize it, get my resume up, and, you know, get it to a point where, you know, it needs to be updated. I got some stuff on there that can definitely come off, no doubt. And I could probably have AI look at it and ask a career counselor, go through all that. You know, get myself into shape for whatever, get myself ready to get lucky. Meaning, being prepared for an opportunity that may or may not present itself. That's all luck is. Being prepared for when so-and-so say, hey, shoot me your resume. We got this, we got this, we got this. We'll take a look. You know? Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. But to put it crudely, to put it very crudely, I'd be very happy to get out of this department, get off those damn phones, and to work on some stuff and not just be reactionary. Not necessarily be proactive, but, you know, next call, next call, next call. Actually, maybe be able to work on something for like an hour, undistracted. But I have, you know, of course you still got to talk to people. Of course you got to still maybe answer the phone or two. But that's not the emphasis of what you do. Being on the phones, answering those calls is the emphasis, you know, and that just because, you know, I have strong analytical and technical ability, it helps. But it's not the core of the position. The core of the position is probably customer service. Yeah, but you gotta have a little bit of technical balls, prowess, capability, ability. But to be able, my idea, and here's what I'm thinking about this job or this position, to learn how to do printers. I guess it's printers. You know, printers aren't like printers anymore. I'm not talking about toner and all that. I'm talking about actually configuring them on the network, getting them set up, using like a secure print. You know, you're talking about app servers, infrastructure, you know, collaborates with the desktop and all that. And to learn that, to have to spend hours to learn that is what I'm talking about. As opposed to being, you know, on the phones, fix this, I can't print, fix this. You know, I can't open this. You know, one to the next, to the next, to the next. But recently I've kind of pushed that away and put myself in a position to where even the most simplest call, I take myself out of that next thing, even the simplest call, and I treat it meticulously. Like, okay, let me set this here. Let me put this over here. And I go through the steps, and it's much more enjoyable than just flashing through it next. Next. And next, you know. So, a lot going on at work. I mean, it's a transition. It's a tough time. And it's a transition, so it's a tough time. We're switching applications that we do our job with. And the big thing, those who have been us for have been there for a while, we had a help desk system that was highly customized to our needs, and we got spoiled and used to that. We had it. It was highly customized. It wasn't out of the box. That's the way they want to get it to now, out of the box. So a lot of those customizations that we're used to, like being to click this and seeing a customer's history, or click that and have their information come up here or there like that, you know, all that has to be redone. And they want to keep it as out of the box as possible. You know, minimal customization. But we had so many customizations that we got used to. It was kind of really tough for us to switch over. So it's changes. And it's growing pains, that's all. And it's going to happen. You can't, there's no way around that. It's going to be growing pains. Things ain't going to always work the way they should. And it's because we are a tad spoiled at this company. We're used to having things just operate. I came in, everything operated like 100%. Like, not 100%, but pretty much 100%. It was like flawless operation. And transitioning, you're not going to have that. And we were spoiled. But that's just one aspect of it. I think the bigger aspect of it for me is the constant, you know, no time to really concentrate on anything. That's the part that I believe that I'm looking to get out, get away from. That's the part that I'm looking to get away from. They're having a job fair. Yeah, I remember looking for a job, resumes, waking up in the morning, knowing I need to get a job. As soon as you go to bed, and wake up, you know what you got to do. You know what is on the agenda for the day. I don't get how people ride bikes like that with their knees all up in their chest. How do you get any torque? It don't even look comfortable. I mean, it looks cool. How do you actually get any torque? I don't get it. Power.
Wait.
You know what I mean? How do you get leg power? Because your knees are all up in your chest. Anyway. Yeah, I gotta watch that too. I'll be getting on drivers and pedestrians. I gotta watch how I walk out in the street. Sometimes I'll walk out on a left turn signal, and that's on me. I definitely know when I'm walking across a do not walk sign, but I may or may not see a green light, you know, oncoming traffic that I don't recognize. A couple times that's happened. And I went, oop, my bad. So today's Thursday. I got two more days. I get 2 days off, I'm gonna spend the 2 days off out here at the undisclosed location, which isn't bad. And I may even ride home because I think I'm having a package delivered. And I don't want that package sitting outside my house for a day or two. So I may drive in just to ride in, you know, ride back. Spend some time out here. It can be very lazy out here. I usually get my steps though. Oh, I can get my cha-chas. Get my wet burrito, carne asada burrito. Ooh. And chips and guacamole. Ooh. Go in my room. Ooh. Well, I might even bring the TV set upstairs into my room. Ooh. And go to town. Spend some time with mother. And then, see, it's not bad. Look, I got 2 days of work here. It's not bad. It's really not bad. And I probably like complaining. It is real. When I'm quote unquote complaining about it, it's real. I really mean it and I feel it. Of course, I seem to have always been able to dive deep into a pin drop of my feelings and make it feel like an ocean. But ain't that what life's about? Ain't that what you're supposed to do in life? Live it, feel it. Yeah, I'm just talking now. How does that look? That looks like it might be okay. It looks like the camera might actually be doing something. With me walking with, you know, with the back, with the light behind me. What does that look like? I'm gonna turn down the visibility if I can, yeah. I mean, not the visibility, turn down the brightness. Turn down the brightness. Switch. It flipped. I didn't say flip. At least I didn't do it intentionally. So I got my salad, I got chips. I'm already thinking about what I'm eating after work. See? I'm already fantasizing. I need to stay in the moment. Beautiful day. Walking out here at the undisclosed location. Enjoying the sun. Enjoying the fact that my feet don't hurt as bad. They still hurt a little bit sore. The sun, the sky, the air. The opportunity, get back, get set up at work, and do what I do. For 2 days, Thursday and Friday, and I'm off. Saturday, Sunday, then work Monday, work Tuesday, I get to go home. I need to come out here more often. I am too. I'm definitely gonna have to come out here more often. And I probably should come out here on the weekend. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm definitely gonna have to come out here more often. I gotta figure out how the best to accomplish that. Probably best to work out here, because the day's off, I wanna be home. Okay, let's just put that way. Saturday and Sunday, my day's off, I wanna be home by myself. So Saturday, Friday night, I gotta come home. Or Saturday morning even. Saturday morning, I'll come home. Saturday morning, I'll come home. And I could probably leave out Monday after work, but then I gotta be in the office on Wednesday. So how does that work? If I gotta be at the office on Wednesday, Wednesday to Friday, I guess I could just come Wednesday to Friday. Wednesday to Saturday morning. I get off work Wednesday, come out stay till Saturday morning. Say Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Stay till Saturday morning. Yeah, I can do that. I'm just talking, Anna. Anna. And I come out here. I got all, you know, I carry my carry-on bag that I take everywhere. That I've taken all over the world, all over the country, the P-Funk shows and whatnot. It's loaded up with mostly cameras and electronic equipment. Because most of the clothes I wear the same clothes. So I just throw all of them in the dirty clothes bag. Most of the clothes I take are in the dirty clothes bag. What I do is the clothes I wear to work, you know, my dress up, quote unquote, dress up clothes to wear to work and to the office is the outfit I take with me. If I need to go somewhere, or put something on while I'm out here, which I never need to do. So I just basically take all the dirty clothes that I've been wearing for the past month, wash them, and just, I come in, as soon as I get in, I get out of the car, I pull in the driveway, I get out of the car, I go in the trunk, clothes go right from the trunk to the washer, I go in the house while those things are washing, start setting up, do this, do that, come back out, throw them in the dryer, sit down, talk to mother and watch TV, and yesterday we watched Touched by an Angel. She's into Touched by an Angel. Della Reese and Natalie Cole was in it. Maya Angelou, Nyan Carroll. They had a lot of good black women. She was just really into it, you know. I mean, she's older. And she's in a room all by herself. I mean, she's in a room a lot, you know. And now she can't communicate, not even so much on Facebook or anymore. So her world is really shrunk. And some of the stuff she thinks, you know, you can't put it down. I mean, she think this stuff is good. And, you know, 30-year-old Touched by an Angel sitcom. I mean, you know, family drama, whatever. Big ol' cha-chas. I'm going to zoom in so y'all can see it. That's cha-chas. Woo! See, I'm fantasizing about my food already. I'm fantasizing about that food already. Look at me. Anyway, so, you know, I learned to, you know, just kind of, I ain't gonna say bite my tongue, but, you know, just let her have her thing. And understand this time is about her. And, you know, but, you know, there's a certain level of responsibility that she or I or somebody has to maintain a certain level of something. You just can't let them get away with everything, you know. You just can't let them get away. You can't let anybody get away with anything. It has to be some guidelines. There has to be some criteria that must be met. Or things that just become so chaotic, they'd be out of control. Like, there's a couple times she'll say something, I can't understand her. And I have to judge whether to just shine it on, let it go, or to ask her about it. Because asking about it can be more aggravating if she gets upset because she can't speak correctly. And she's not really saying anything that, you know, it needs to be enunciated. So, you know, you have to pick your battles, I guess. Sometimes I'm in the mood for it. What did you say? Sometimes I'm just, you know, not in the mood for it. Sometimes I'm not in the mood for it. And I want to challenge her to, you know, or that, and let her know that I had no idea what she just said, to be fair. Because it is communication, and there is a protocol involved in which, if two people aren't communicating, if the receiver's not receiving the transmission, there's a failure. And if there's a failure, that needs to be negotiated and actually acknowledged or fixed or corrected. So there's that part, the tactical part, tactical and practical part of the breakdown in communication. And then there's also the, I guess, emotional or compassionate or heartfelt or social or human part, where you understand that, you know, probably wasn't the most important remark to hear or not hear. Just kind of nod, agree. And I'm not that kind of person. I'm not that just nod and agree kind of person to shine on. Because they was asking me, I was like, I didn't understand what you said. I was just nodding. So you didn't get frustrated, but not being able to speak correctly. So, you know, we're going through it. We all got to go through it. And we all going to transition or die or pass away, however you want to put it. It's going to happen. How it happens, how you handle it, how the people around you handle it, how prepared you are for it, et cetera, et cetera. It's the question. And there's a lot of work. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And a lot of people involved, other people involved. If it was me, if it was only me, it would be done and fixed. But it's not just me. It's my sister and other things. And, you know, other people have other responsibilities who handle things differently than I would. And it's on them. You know, so I just got to, you know, just wait and let them go through it and see what happens. Even though I can foresee what's going to happen, just still got to go through it. I mean, you can work at it. You can try to get in there. And it's difficult to actually have to negotiate with compassion and subtlety. And what's the word when you like negotiate real gently and strategic, not even strategically, like gently, and just kind of massage the situation. And you just look around and you say, well, this is not the way I would have handled it. This is not the way I would have handled it. And then the course argument is, well, this is not yours. True. True. That's why when I go back to my place, everything is right where it's supposed to be. Just put away and sharp and empty counters and room and space, no clutter. Efficiently arranged. Just beautiful. It's just so beautiful. I'm talking about being in my apartment. Listen to the passion in which I talk about being in my apartment. I ain't playing. I'm not joking. See the mountains? Can you see the mountains? I could have made it, but I'm tired. Can you see the mountains? You probably can't. See, I could have made it. But my feet's hurt. My feet's always hurt. I need to go to podiatrists. I go to the podiatrist bad. My right foot felt like it had a muscle spasm in it. That's getting better. My toe on my left foot, but I got to see the podiatrist about. I'm wearing two pairs of socks now, so that kind of alleviates some of the pain and pressure, but I still need to go see the podiatrist to get that taken care of. And it'll happen eventually. In time. Alright. Think I've said enough. Have I? I think I've said enough. Whatever, I gotta stop saying that. Well, I gotta figure out what that means. I think I said enough. What does that actually mean? What does that actually mean? I think I said enough. Huh? What do I actually wanna convey when I say that? Notice how I was walking. I just walked to a certain point and turned around. I don't even measure it no more. I don't look at time, steps. Anything. I just know to walk to this part. I just know I left at this time. Walked to this and walked back. Got it all. I've done it so many times. And a lot of times, I'm getting steps. I don't even check and see how many steps I got for days. Because I already know. I don't even go in the app to see how many steps I got. You know, at the end of the day. Because I already know. It's so consistent. But that Mr. Scale reading I look at every day. Even though I probably could guesstimate, and I pretty much do guesstimate exactly how much I'm away. It's kind of uncanny. What's the word? Scary? It's kind of scary. Whatever the word. Lurid. What's the word? When it's kind of spooky. Lurid. It's kind of that. When. How. I can guess almost to the fraction of a pound what Mr. Scales gonna tell me. Not unnerving. What's the word when it's like spooky? Leery, lurey, oory, eerie, eerie. It's kind of eerie. You see me work that out? You see how I work that out? It's kind of eerie how I can predict how much. Well, anyway, swinging on y'all two times. For me, and for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all, as one. My name is Jeffrey.